old standard that called it could happen to you. As a jazz musician, it usually does.
Who wrote it?
It could happen to you.
Good question.
Well, we don't know.
Something happened.
So, first of all, you're listening to Mr. Stephen Frieder on the tenor saxophone. And our flautist tonight, if you can tell, the sign says flute, sax, and drums. But our flautist tonight decided he didn't like the flute anymore. And he's just going to take up guitar. So for his he's been playing about 6 hours. Kidding.
Practicing very hard, though.
Luke Franco on guitar. And our next tune, we're going to play an original, Scabiosa. And Luke, why don't you explain? This is Luke's tune. You can explain what the name comes out of the name.
This is a song that I wrote over the past year or so. Me and my girlfriend, many years, have been working on an organic farm, and it's our own farm. We built it from the ground up, and we were selling it at markets. And we're growing mostly flowers. So this is a song that I wrote about a really amazing flower that I didn't really know at the time. It's just, I saw its picture in the seed catalog. I said, we have to grow this. This looks excellent. It's a really great looking flower called Scabiosa, which also means a pincushion flower. And after months and months of care and attention, we finally got these beautiful flowers to bloom. And they're just amazing. Really dark flower with little white things in it. It's wonderful. So this is a song that I wrote in anticipation of this blossom.
Cool. Thank you.
mind, a little bit of a music lesson in that a lot of the music that we play is not strictly in time like the most jazz groups. We really, really, if the closest thing I could say is think string quartet, as in classical music, and how there's a weaving in and out and a speeding up and a slowing down of tempo and stops and starts, and it's really about playing together and breathing together as a group, so that the traditional roles in a usual jazz band are somewhat skewed and expanded in the sense that we're all playing like drummers and horn players and guitar players in essence, not just kind of what our usual job is and our particular instrument. And the other thing I want to say is something about a jazz group that has no bass player. Now, most of you are used to seeing a jazz group with a bass, either a bass guitar or a bass fiddle. And the modern exception to that is an organ trio where the organist plays his bass with his feet and his left hand. But the bass, the trio without bass, goes way back. It actually goes back to the 40s with Gene Krupa, Teddy Napoleon, and Charlie Ventura. That was the first very famous bassless trio. And of course, the late Paul Motion's trio with Bill Frisell and Joe Lovano. They were together for 30 years. And one of the greatest jazz groups of all time. So this is not an unheard of combination. And for our next tune, we're going to go back to the Chestnuts, and we're going to play a tune. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. We'll see if you know. And some of you will. Thank you. And the second tune is a very old ballad, Polka Dots and Moonbeams. Also a great release. Guess we should have a singer. Next time.
You don't want to show us your vocal skills?
No, no thank you. No, I wouldn't want to overwhelm the audience or myself. Repertoire at this point.
You want to do your
part? We can do that. Okay. Next, we're going to do Stephen Frieder composition, and it's called Ear Clouds.
Ooh, what I've never done.
Now, if his music stand falls over, that's not part of the composition.
Thank you.
things we love to do in jazz is to play essentially a jazz waltz, meaning that it's in 3/4 time instead of the usual 4/4 time, although we do stuff in other times as well, as you hear. So this one is in 3/4 time. This is written by our ex-flautist, now guitarist, Luke. This is called Ephemeral. Otherwise known as Ephemeral. A 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Thank you.
Summer.